Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes, this is Monday Night Sports Talk. However, this week's edition, because of the holiday, it will be a best of Monday Night Sports Talk on a Tuesday afternoon posted for Tuesday evening. Hi, I'm Reavers. Sorry to disappoint you. But I've picked out a couple of best of segments that I think that you will enjoy. And in honor of the state today officially making marijuana legal in the great state of Minnesota, I brought back this gem. It was around 2014, I believe, and it has to do with the fact that, well, just listen for yourself.
The Pope smokes dope. God came from the grass. The Pope smokes dope. He likes a smoking man. The Pope smokes dope. He's a groovy head. The Pope smokes dope. The Pope smokes dope.
Right. Now, in doing research,
who's
for
Dave
song,
Peel?
David Peel did the song, and as Johnny pointed out, this was produced by John Lennon and Yoko in 1972.
Oh, really?
I don't like it.
I knew there was a Lennon connection, but I couldn't remember what it was.
Who was David Peel?
Just a
Johnny.
British fella.
Just nothing.
Who,
probably Lennon's pot dude.
Yeah, right.
Boys.
He was busy.
Boys.
Yes.
We are fact-based.
All right, let's go.
The vessel in which incense is burned during a religious ceremony is called a thurible.
Well, I wouldn't have gotten that one.
And
right.
An altar boy who carries it is called the thurifer.
I was a thurifer until I got tossed out of altar boys.
A thurible, T-H-U-R-I-B-L-E, thurible.
At the head shops, They just call them incense boats. Incense boats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's
the boats.
Okay.
Well, speaking of music, there's been a couple.
I think we could be in trouble for that.
No, the Pope's got a sense.
Talking theologically speaking.
Oh, this guy's got a sense of humor.
Yeah.
That previous guy, when the old German was running things, I was a little more nervous.
You're worried about a mortal getting in trouble with a mortal? If I were you, I would be looking to the heavens and worried about getting in trouble with him.
Well, I ain't worried about
Kenny,
that.
Kenny, I keep telling you, I got the 9 first Fridays. I got that in my pocket. I got that in my pocket, the 9 first Fridays.
Yeah.
The 9 first Fridays. Yeah. The promise was if you received the sacrament of communion on 9 consecutive first Fridays of the month, you would have a chance on your deathbed to repent.
Keep total conscience.
Basically.
Yes, to repent.
What you're saying is...
And if they're lying about that, they're lying about everything.
So basically, you bought your way out of it.
Well, no, my mother made me go to about 400 first Fridays in a row.
A couple of deaths in the music world.
That's all carbon trading is, by the way. Is plenary indulgence. You're paying to sin.
You're absolutely right.
A couple of deaths in the music world the last couple of days.
Uh-oh.
Jerry Goffin, prolific lyricist, who with his then-wife and songwriting partner, Carole King, wrote tons of hits, died Thursday at his home in L.A. With Carole King, he wrote, among other tunes, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, Up on the Roof,
Oof-da.
The Motion, One Fine Day, and literally dozens.
How about Pleasant Valley Sunday?
Pleasant Valley Sunday.
He could crank them out. He was the king of Tin Pan Alley.
Crying in the Rain by the Everly Brothers.
Yeah. How long were he and Carole hitched?
They got unhitched before she had her big hit.
Yeah, I think early 70s.
Early on.
Yeah, because wasn't Tapestry 72, John?
I was thinking 70, but I could
was
be
it?
Wrong. I could be wrong.
She could write a song, too.
Oh, she was so good, yes. Yeah. Yes, she could.
Jerry Goffin, by the way, was 75.
But Carole's still with us. We don't have to
No, she's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. The one that I, I'm sorry, Kenny, that I made Kenny depressed with.
This is really sad.
Also depressed me. One of the great jazz pianists and composers has died. Horace Silver died at his home in New Jersey. He'd been in deteriorating health for several years. Back in 1953, Silver and drummer Art Blakey teamed up to form the Jazz Messengers, one of the most influential groups in jazz. Now, he had a profound impact on musicians everywhere. You might recognize this one. This was stolen by a rock band, this little motif here. This is Horace's song, For My Father.
Well, Steely Dan.
Well, that's correct, yes. They stole that motif for...
Well, they didn't steal it. They used it.
Did they pay for it?
Oh, I'm sure they did.
No, they actually did not pay
for
it. Yes, so I've done research on that.
Wow, how do you get away with that?
No, however, they complimented Horace Silver every chance they got. You want to play
warmest this? Personal regards.
Yes. Well, and most of the music or the opinions I've read about it said had Horace wanted to, but apparently they were friends with
Horace
Silver.
Is that Ricky
Silver.
Don't Lose That Number?
Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
Boy, that's...
Yeah.
That's fairly blatant.
Yes. They apparently were friends with Horace Silver, so he didn't mind and probably was very, you know, he thought that was nice.
Yeah, that's what I always thought. Mm-hmm.
And
they were in love with each other.
Is that from Asia?
No, that's from Pretzel Logic.
Pretzel Logic.
Yeah. That was as reading today, I saw that was their biggest hit. I thought songs from Asia were bigger than that. I thought Peg was bigger than that.
Me too.
Deacon Blues. And,
you don't like them too much, do you, John?
Steely Dan, possibly, aside from the Beatles, my favorite band.
Yeah, that's right.
His first gig was with Stan Getz. I mean, his first gig of note, and then shortly thereafter, he left.
But Art Blakey ever play with Miles Davis?
Oh, many times. Yeah, they recorded a number of times.
Did he do Miles' famous album, Kind of Blue?
No.
Okay.
That was not Art. That was, I forget.
Yeah, but he was in the Jazz Messengers.
All right, let's get back on brand.
Well, but wait a minute. You guys are failing to recall their best hit ever.
Okay.
Tiger's good.
That hurts.
Oh, they didn't.
Tiger's going to play at Congressional next week.
Oh, we had that last
time.
All
right. Okay.
Do you think he'll play in the British?
Oh, hell yes. Yeah. Okay. He's back.
Horace Silver was 85.
Played with Coleman Hawkins, Lester Young. He was incredible.
Wrote some great songs. Yeah. Wonderful songs. So, The Preacher, Song for My Father.
He kind of flaked out there towards the end, in the late 90s, wasn't it, where he started recording those inspirational things? That was kind of weird on the label.
They were. He also did some vocal ones in the 70s.
Yeah, and they were really kind of bland.
Glad to hear you say that, Kenny, because one of my Twitter rules is... If you send out inspirational messages, I block you.
Oh, absolutely. So, I stand behind that 100%.
Anyone who starts the day with a little
those positive notes. Oh my God,
block.
They make me so angry.
A goal in which everyone has their own conversation goal.
Patrick, my inspirational phrase is nothing makes me happier than hate.
Did you know what I read today?
What?
Negative people are the most efficient at their job.
Yes.
Wow.
We must be getting a hell of a lot of content.
Embrace the hate. Welcome,
love the hate, man.
Welcome to Krabby Coffee.
And a funeral director.
You said you wanted one cup.
You wanted one, lady?
You want one cup?
Here's your one cup right here.
In Great Britain, or Australia, I'm sorry, a funeral director had to store the body of a 441-pound man in her car overnight because the hospital morgue refused to accept the corpse for being too fat.
Oh, my.
Joanne Cummings.
What's she supposed to do? Throw him out on a curb?
She said she had to drive her hearse to her home in northwest Australia 2 hours away with the corpse in back.
Did Richard ever have one that was too big to get in the hall?
Nah, I don't want to tell this. We did have to struggle a little to get a gal out of the basement house once, but that's a famous folder story.
Is her family still living there?
Yeah, they're still living.
Okay, let's not do it. No, the small town folk don't have our sense of humor.
It involved
taking down a wall.
Involved the fire department and turning sideways.
And then the Roycey Mobile was playing.
Stop and shoot a peasant.
No. A pheasant, not a peasant.
What happened to the fat guy? Where is he now, in the morgue?
She was able. God. She had to keep her air conditioning on in her car, and then she was able the next day to buy a case that was refrigerated to put him in. I wanted to point out, though, speaking of musical diversity, we went from the smoke Pope, or the Pope Smoke Dope to Horace Silver to Steely Dan to She's Too Fat for
Okay. That's kind of my musical test.
All right. Yeah.
Very good, fellas. Just a moment.
You have heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Roycey is a paid endorser.
I saw them tweet out a picture of the show today, though.
Yep.
Doogie was with them.
Oh, boy.
And when the photo was sent out, Doogie wasn't talking. That was one of the big upsets.
That's not possible. That's not possible. Some kind of scoop.
Quite the shocking upset.
I hate to pull you away from this fascinating topic, but I just tried the paint joke on my son, 16. Mm-hmm. Right away, answered right away.
Did he really? Blue paint.
Really? Blue paint. He knew.
Because all paint smells the same.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I was confused.
Yeah, that's probably because he's been told it in a high, in school.
It's the people he runs away with, mm-hmm. This 16-year-old. Yeah.
Well, I'm calling on the way home tonight and try to deliver
I think you need to.
I think you didn't have to write it down on a piece of paper.
Yes, I think
you should be able to remember that.
Did you write the joke down or
just
to
blue
call?
Paint. I just wrote blue paint.
And that'll help you enough.
That'll help me. Yeah.
What I'd like to see is you looking for that stupid piece of paper in one of your 20 pockets.
Hey,
Hold on.
Get the redhead over. What's your name again?
You want a mine or what? Are you just here for the pull? What's going on?
As I'm driving along, people will think I'm playing Pokemon.
Kid, I got this question for you. Yes. What? Turn it upside down. How do? Yeah, let me put my glasses on. Hey, don't run away. Hang on. How does blue paint smell like red paint? Because it's blue. See you later. Get out of here,
kids. Oh,
How does red paint smell like blue paint? Why does it smell the same? Is that the joke? I don't get it. Maybe I wrote it down wrong.
You know how many jokes I tell a year? Three.
Are you a good joke teller?
No. He isn't.
Not really.
Why? Because you want to get to the point?
Because he's a bad waiter.
You don't have the patience. Yeah. You know, Joe can tell a joke and say, and the guy's on the course and he's sitting there and he's telling, and kind of paint a little picture.
Royce, halfway through, he just gives up and throws in the punchline.
Kenny, you going to the soccer game tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. I've got front row tickets.
Kenny, I like ones about Jewish guys, and you can't tell those in polite company anymore. So,
Yeah.
Are you comfortable?
Like Muhammad asking Sid, what's the difference between a Jew and a canoe? I can't tell that joke, so
you can't
tell it. So what good does it do? Can't tell
probably
it in public.
Best.
Two guys go down in the garment district in New York.
Yes.
No, a guy went down. He got hit by a car. Another came up to him and said, "Here, I'll put my coat under your head while we wait for the ambulance. Are you comfortable?" He says, "I'm making a nice living."
That's not a bad joke.
You know what, Royce? You were right. This is the worst show on radio.
Hey, Billy, come over here. I wrote this one on, too. There's a guy that makes clothes out in New York. He tripped on the guy tripped him, so he's laying down, and he's comfortable, and the guy says, "I'm just trying to make a living." No, I don't. Maybe I wrote this one down wrong, too.
Yeah. Alex writes via email. He says, "I don't know whatever the opposite of a Marconi is, but you guys earned it today."
We earned it every day.
Lady. The search for the game logs was really good radio.
Yeah.
You know what? It's really unfortunate. I wasn't trying to be funny. I wasn't trying to do anything. I couldn't find the damn thing.
But that's every
right
day.
By the game log, it's right below that.
And I'll peel back the curtain. I had it sitting in front of you, but yeah, watching my guy twist in the wind was just great.
Me to-
but we here's what we don't know. Is it a function of your incompetence or the slow computer?
Both.
No, the computer was there. I just didn't know
your incompetence.
I don't think it's incompetence. I think he just isn't interested. I don't think he's interested in helping.
I thought my June 6th, even though it wasn't the truth.
It was close enough.
You know, Pat ran with it. He's like, hey, he's been up here 9 weeks.
Well, because it was June 1st that he came back, so you were close.
Yeah, pretty darn close enough.
Well, here's a stat of the day.
Yeah. Here we go.
Kepler's got 11 more RBIs than Joe Mauer.
Oh, yeah, poor Joe. I think we should just leave him alone.
But he's trotting in ahead of Kepler
a lot. Yes, he is.
Did I hear that Kraut is leading the league?
Rookies.
Home runs.
Major League Baseball. Yeah.
What about home runs? Where's he sitting there?
Rookies, he's first.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Nice.
Might be our sixth rookie of the year for
so
the Minnesota Twins.
You diehards are going to peddle this guy, aren't you? You want to send him down the road.
No, I want to keep this kid. Are you kidding
me? Who would peddle this kid?
We want more Germans.
Yeah,
more
you need
Germans.
More Germans.
You need more guys
they
that are...
They got discipline, those Germans.
Joe, don't ask me that question like I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's right. Say, why don't we take a time out here and be back shortly?
I think that's a damn fine idea.
But no.
Make it a long one.
But now...
For the past 165 years, Minnesotans have been enjoying all this great state has to offer. From Niagara Cave to the Lake of the Woods, did you know Minnesota spans more than 86,000 square miles? It's great. We can experience a state so rich in landmarks, landscapes, and adventures. With so many options, it got us thinking, why are so many Minnesotans limiting their home and auto insurance options? Today, 80% of Minnesotans have their insurance with just one agent who only has one company. At the Canopy Group, we offer you 16 companies for your home and auto insurance and 40 professional agents. So as your needs change, we have options that continue to provide you with the best coverage for the best price. You wouldn't want to fish in only one of Minnesota's 10,000 lakes, and we don't want you to be stuck with only one insurance company. Visit thecanopygroup.com or call 800-967-3389 and get your insurance options today. Yeah, that's Kenny.
Since when are we taking calls?
The deal is we are taking calls.
Oh,
we just
646-8255 877-615-1500.
Call me with any traffic questions you may have.
R Yatesy, I use the Yatesy philosophy.
Yeah.
You know
which
what,
is what? I don't know it.
I don't call you at work. You don't call me at work.
Yep.
I love taking calls.
Yeah, well.
Well, you know what? Back when you were really call generated, you had a producer. You could be talking about solemn events.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Famine in West Africa.
Yep. Right. Can I play the caller, Patrick?
Yeah.
Can
I?
Okay, Kenny, you're on.
Yeah, Joe, I got to make a move. They got a guy changing a flat tire on the Ide Mill ramp to southbound practice freeway.
The best one was when he'd call and say, oh, man, a plane crashed today in, Chicago, 115 dead.
Yeah.
Next caller, hey, Joe, you want to hear my motorcycle?
Yeah, that was the other one.
What am I taking here, Chris?
Gil on line 10.
Gil?
Yeah, Pat, the fourth inning, you can't go on pitch count alone because these guys are trained to go at least 110 pitches, and he's yanking them out if they're going on sixth inning, fourth inning, whatever it is, 75, 80 pitches. They're making millions of dollars.
Yeah, they should probably be able to pitch.
Gil,
more,
you should have your own show.
Gil,
man.
You need to keep this voice.
I love this voice. These guys are pulling them out way too early. Conspiracy.
Hey, Gil, could you say a phrase for me? Say there's going to be fines and suspensions.
Wally Carbo.
Just say that for me, would you?
Who's Wally Carbo, pitcher? No, you guys are crazy. No,
right.
We need to hear from Gilmore.
Yeah.
I don't even know who Gil was.
I don't either, but I want to hear him.
We'll take his call every day.
I will take Gil's call
Gil
every day.
Gil was Wally Carbo with, as a baseball
fans,
bat.
Suspensions.
As a baseball
you kind of sound
bat.
Like Wally Carbo.
He did.
Although, because Kenny always instructed me that we don't have many rules on Sports Talk, but right. one of them is when yeah, you answer the phone, it's Sports Talk, hang on.
Hold on. Right. That's the screening process. Yeah. Full, you have been thoroughly TSA audio screened.
Yes.
My early, my rookie days, I'd ask them, do you want to be on? And then about a week later, I'm just, hold on, you idiot. Just, you're super dumb. Just hold on.
And what was Yatesy's line about callers?
I don't call you at your business, don't call me at mine.
I don't call you at work, don't you call me at work.
But Gil can get in anytime he wants.
Oh, okay. Sure, yeah.
Well, he wanted to break it down.
Yeah, you know, Gil's, you know what? I think Gil's probably a believer that these modern players are just a bunch of wimps.
Don't too
you?
Tight. They're too tight. Too tight and wimpy, right?
Too tight and wimpy. Yeah,
there's no margin for error.
No, that's true. All right, Gil. Yeah, I think
Wait
Gil.
Wait a minute. Is he calling back? Is he calling
oh,
back?
Oh, no. Really?
He might be.
Reavers, no. Answer that.
Right, hang on, hang
that?
On.
How did he get the contest
I don't
line?
Know. I got the text.
Probably from the dark man.
Yeah, just a minute. Right.
Oh, yeah, I can get you the hotline. No
is
problem.
Is this Gil again?
If I want to be mocked, I'll call every day. I'm not here to be mocked.
No, nobody was mocking you, Gil. No. We were speculating that you probably think the modern player is a little less manly than in the old days.
Yeah, you're a dumb producer. He's too tight. Their body's too tight. You know, they can't. They scratch their little boo-boo and ain't playing.
Yeah, right. No, that's true.
I got a hangnail. Yeah. I got a $4 million a year hangnail. You're too tight. Hey, go take a bench. You're too tight.
Yeah. You want a big, fat, roly-poly guy who sells hot dogs right. in the winter.
Give me the roly-poly guy. What's going on with the ice in Vegas? What do you got? You got ice or slush? What are we playing on?
We're going to ask. So
it's hot out there, Gil.
So far, we think we got ice, Gil.
I can't play it. They don't got ice. You know what? Yeah. Ice is too tight.
No, yeah, we boy. Want you want tight ice. You want
I gotta
tight
go.
Ice.
I gotta go cut the grass.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, God. Gil, that's our audience right there. That's him. That's our guy.
Playing slushies.
A P1. That's a P1 right there.
Yeah, man. Right there.
Say everybody.
He listens intently to the poop commercial.
Everybody just take a breath. We're going to be back shortly.
Not a Garage Logic town council member. Here's what you're missing.
They texted me, did you make this? No, I did not make it. Okay, they shut the account down. Yesterday, I talked to the lady and she said, tell me what one of your last purchases was.
Oh, God.
$1.61 at Sam's Club. I got the hot
You went into Sam's Club for $1.61
to buy a bleeping hot dog?
Bleeping hot dog.
It's people like you that are ruining the world. You got to stand in line between this idiot who had to get his card out to get a hot dog.
I started scrolling down and I did get to be embarrassed. I'm like, it was $1.61 at Sam's. I got the hot dog.
The rolled meat log.
$2 on you?
I must not have had any money.
So you parked at Sam's, walked into that giant warehouse and bought a rolling meat log, and that's it.
It's not an overstated meal for $1.61. It's
what do you get with it?
The fixins.
The fixins.
Go behind the scenes of Garage Logic with unfiltered audio and video access, invites to exclusive events, an email newsletter from the mayor himself, and more by signing up at GarageLogic.com.
Beat Middle Tennessee State.
University of Washington in New York next week, whenever the NIT is, which I think is usually Monday and Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken.
So if they win tonight,
they're going to New York City,
going
baby.
To New York City for the Final Four of the
for
NIT?
Final Four of the NIT. Clem won two national championships in the NIT. 1992 and 1993 and 1998, but I don't believe you can find the 1998 one in the record books anymore.
Has she been expunged?
She was expunged along with the trip to the Final Four in 97 just because some athletes were too lazy to go onto the internet and cheat
right.
on their term papers, and they let Jan Gangelhoff do it instead of being like every other student and just order one up off the internet.
I think you're being harsh. I don't know that we had the internet.
Gentlemen?
Oh, yeah, 98?
I don't think we had the internet, did we?
I looked it up.
Oh,
gentlemen, yes.
When did Al Gore bring us the internet?
1998. I believe we have a very special guest who's called in.
Oh, okay.
In honor of the big Gopher matchup tonight.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, Clem,
how are you?
Congratulations.
Hey,
Clem, you're in, you know, you're there in Kentucky. You're not very far away from Murfreesboro. Did you go to see the game tonight?
Murfreesboro is not far from Kentucky. And,
Campbellsville. You're in Campbellsville, sir.
That's right. Well, not right now, but I went for a little drive. I took a little drive, so.
Clem, I hate to test your memory, but the Gophers have only played the Blue Raiders in basketball twice previously, 93 and 94. And your club whopped them both times. You were the coach then, of course, before you had to go back home in disgrace.
Well, that's right. We put a little beating on this fella. Many have met a fellow on the one teams, and it was University of Michigan Basketball Program. We worked hard back then, as you well know, Patrick's. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate I tell you when the internet started, because I remember that I don't remember what player – one of my players did a paper – on the internet, a very fine paper, way above. He did a fine job, and I don't recall what years it was for the internet.
You know, Patrick said that you returned home in disgrace, and yet you've always favored Patrick. He wasn't being very charitable there. I don't believe I've ever said you've returned anywhere in disgrace.
I'm sorry, Joe. I only truthfully like to talk to Patrick's. You know, I know Patrick's been very hard on me, but
not really. I love you dearly. I'd take you back in a heartbeat.
Well, see, Joe, you never come down to Kentucky and talk to my mamas about making pies, and you know, never. You know, Patrick, when you spent afternoons at my house, remember many years ago? Remember that?
Yes, that's true.
I remember. You know, so Joe, he comes down here. And I tell you, my mama was baking a lot of foods.
Right.
Patrick, he ate many pie that day. he understand how it works.
Uh-huh.
It was what we called, it was, Clem, what your mama Lucy called a fried pie.
Fried pie.
She'd put a little, cherry or apple inside the fried pie, mm-hmm. and then the lard would go right on top of the wood stove.
Oh.
And we'd fry her right in that yard and lard, and oh, my goodness.
Oh.
You see, now, Joe, I don't think appreciate. That's where we lose Joe. He's large.
That's right.
You know, but I do. I know Rookie, the producer, son of yours, he liked to eat. But, Patrick, you sit across the table from Patrick eating fried pie. You got to be careful. You got to have a shield on or something like that. You got arms flying. You got pie flying everywhere.
You're apt to get stabbed.
Yeah, exactly. So, and kind of like Governor Ventura's from way back. If you're on an island and one turkey legs,
right?
What do you say, Joe's?
You're not getting any.
Right. That's the same way with Patrick's. If there's one fried pie left, you ain't getting it. Patrick's gonna eat that last one. So
right.
That's how that works. But
you know what I like best about you, Clem, down there in the farm when you were really mad at one of your players.
Yes.
You'd invite him down for the summer. You when they were invited to come down to the farm, it was more than an invitation. We're going to have a little heart-to-heart, and it just happened to be baling a... You just happened to be baling a new crop of hay, and you'd work that poor devil to the bone for about 3 days. They couldn't wait to get back to Minnesota and start shooting hoops again.
Well, that's a solution. That is one solution to that, Patrick. So what we have is... In fact, they all come back motivated, but really, truthfully, is what I tell you, and this is honest to God's truth, is that's cheap labor.
You know, yes, cheap labor. It is. It is.
That's the non-union wages, and of course, this young gentleman is going to be in shapes, so he picks up one bale of hay,
right.
He throws it, and he work hard.
Yes, he did.
Bailing hay. But then they come up and they say, I'll never get in trouble again.
Yeah.
So that's
they ate fried pie, too, didn't they?
Y'all eat well. Y'all going to eat well. I'm going to kick up a good pie and some good Sunday night foods. You know what I'm saying?
You'll be watching that game tonight, though, won't you, Clem?
Yeah, I got one big screens. And you know what? You know how I bought that big screens?
Huh.
You remember one day we called back a long time ago and 997,000. Remember, I had to give back all that money?
Yes, right.
I didn't give it back all that money. I took care of something for myself. So
yeah.
I bought a nice TV, and I like to watch March Madness on the televisions.
Yeah, I do too.
All right, say hello to Clement and Yvette, will you?
Yeah, they're out there right now. I got them. They're working the tractors right now. I'm sitting up calling from the barns right now, and they are. Clement, yeah, she do work hard on the farms, and I'm gonna make sure that I like the daylights. What's it? You save on the daylight times.
Right, that's right.
You get more work out of people. Right. You have more lights. Do you understand right. the concept of that?
I think we do.
I guess somebody, one of my players wrote a paper on that too. I could send it over to you so you understand it.
No, that's okay.
It's not a math thing.
No. Thank you very much, Clem.
All right, okay, Clem.
Whatever. Patrick, yeah. It's good to talk to you. Always a pleasure.
Yeah. All right. Yeah,
nice to talk to you too.
Whatever.
Tonight, right here, 5:30 pregame show, 6 o'clock. The Gophers in Murfreesboro.